when I was your age, the billionaire bragged to his son, I carried water for a gang of bricklayers. The son thoughtfully said, I'm mighty proud of you, Father. If it hadn't been for your great determination, I might have had to do something like that myself. What a grateful son. While making $1 billion from scratch might seem like a task that required hard work, in today's world, it's largely in who you know. In today's world, you need to ingratiate yourself in with Democrats. But should you want to be a member of another political party, you'll still need to kowtow and quietly support their socialist communist agenda so that you can keep playing on the money playground. But it always helps if your father is already wealthy, and the super rich are nearly all Democrats. But they and self-serving politicians are terrified of losing their power and gravy train. Thus, we now see them pulling out all the stops in an attempt to forever suppress us. They're trying to make an example of our proud Missouri Senator Josh Hawley for standing up for truth about the tech giants as well as the election. Even former Senator John Danforth, whom I used to respect, has badmouthed our Christian brother Josh like I couldn't believe. And Hawley's book publisher has reneged on publishing his new book on the tech and big corporation censorship agenda. Senator Hawley is not going away, and neither is President Trump. He won the election, and he will serve another term. He's not going away, and neither are we. Whatever Holy Spirit calls us to do, we will do, even to the point of laying down our lives for the sake of God's glorious will to bring a new light shining in our darkness, bringing millions to salvation. Today on the church calendar is the holiday commemorating the baptism of our Lord Jesus, the Son of God. As far as sons go, Lord Jesus has a father that's the wealthiest of them all. Since Father God created everything, Son Lord Jesus doesn't have to even lift a finger, let alone carry water for bricklayers. Yet we know he had other things to do. But just how is Lord Jesus the Son of God? I mean, who and where is Lord Jesus' mother? Mary, you say? But Father God didn't marry Mary. She was very much a human woman. She wasn't Mrs. God. So if Lord Jesus is God's son, then who is Mother God? We know these questions are essentially ludicrous because Lord Jesus is not the Son of God in any conventional way we think a son is. For we know Lord Jesus is God. He is not a descendant or offspring of Father God. Lord Jesus is not younger than Father God. Father God in no way created Lord Jesus. The Bible tells us many times that Lord Jesus is God. He said in John 14:9 that anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. He is not an ambassador or representative of the Father. He is God. As John 1:1-5 says the truth that Janet just read, in the beginning the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. We know that John here is speaking directly of Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus is the Word of God, not the Word of Father God, but of God. And Lord Jesus appeared as the light that first illuminated all of creation. So just how is Christ Jesus the Son of God? Who calls him that? Well, God the Father does. Then why do we call God Father? How is he our Father? He did create us with Lord Jesus' help, so to speak. In that sense, Father God created us, but so did Lord Jesus. So Lord Jesus is also our Father God. But nothing happened without the presence of Holy Spirit, who in Genesis 1:2 says was hovering over the surface of the waters. So if Holy Spirit was also there, hovering, waiting to execute the commands of the Word, who is Lord Jesus, then it was the Spirit who did the actual work of creating us. So then, Holy Spirit of God is also our Father. Do you begin to see how we simply don't have words to accurately describe God? Well, Father is easier for us to grasp, but why Son of God? Holy Spirit is a bit vague, ghostly, perhaps, and therefore he seems somehow easier for our minds to picture. But how in heaven's name is Lord Jesus God's Son? Would it be better if we called him something else? After all, Lord Jesus actually referred to himself as the Son of Man. What? How can he, the Word, creator of us, be in any way the Son of Man, which he himself created? Well, if we consider his birth as a fully human baby boy who came down Mary's birth canal as a helpless, totally normal human boy, well, somehow Son of Man sort of fits. Even though only minutes old as a human, he's the Ancient of Days who was never born, who always was, who always is, and who always will be. Being born from Mary, he is sort of the Son of Man. But Father God specifically calls him Son many times. And in today's reading from Mark 1:11, a voice from heaven said, "You are my dearly loved Son, and you bring me great joy." The immensity of this birth of Mary's firstborn son, the earth quaking, universe quaking, all creation shattering act is truly beyond our capacity to comprehend. Author Philip Yancey wrote, "I learned about incarnation when I kept a saltwater aquarium. Management of a marine aquarium, I discovered, is no easy task. I had to run a portable chemical laboratory to monitor the nitrate levels and the ammonia content. I pumped in vitamins and antibiotics and sulfur drugs and enough enzymes to make a rock grow. I filtered the water through glass fibers and charcoal and exposed it to ultraviolet light. You would think, in view of all the energy expended on their behalf, that my fish would at least be grateful. Not so. Every time my shadow loomed above the tank, they dove for cover into the nearest shell. They showed me one emotion only, fear. Although I opened the lid and dropped in food on a regular schedule, 3 times a day, they responded to each visit as a sure sign of my designs to torture them. I could not convince them of my true concern. To my fish, I was deity. I was too large for them, my actions too incomprehensible. My acts of mercy they saw as cruelty. My attempts at healing they viewed as destruction. To change their perceptions, I began to see, would require a form of incarnation. I would have to become a fish and speak to them in a language they could understand." But understanding is the least of the reasons Lord Jesus came to earth as human baby. He grew up in the usual way, and then, at the age priests are eligible to begin their service, he went to see his earthly cousin, John the Baptist. But this was no social call. He came in the throngs of people seeking to get closer to God as they responded to John's preaching and repented of their sins and were baptized. But there was one crucial difference. Lord Jesus had never sinned. John instinctively knew this, and as Matthew 3:13-15 records, then Jesus went from Galilee to the Jordan River to be baptized by John. But John tried to talk him out of it. "I am the one who needs to be baptized by you," he said. "So why are you coming to me?" But Jesus said, "It should be done, for we must carry out all that God requires." So John agreed to baptize him. So John baptized Lord Jesus in the waters of the Jordan. He went under the water, came up, and went on his way like all the others before him. No. Not only had he no sin to repent of, he was different in who he was and is. A mighty miracle occurred. Mark 1:10. As Jesus came up out of the water, he saw the heavens splitting apart and the Holy Spirit descending on him like a dove. Like thunderstorm lightning splits the atmosphere from top to bottom, Holy Spirit split the heavens. The atmosphere came straight down like lightning, gently settling on Lord Jesus' head as a soft, cooing dove. But with no coos. A thunderous voice spoke. Some people only heard thunder. This voice booming from the infinitely distant heaven echoed down, "You are my dearly loved son, and you bring me great joy." Since God said it, so we believe it and repeat it. Lord Jesus is the Son of God. As he is God's son, and took the death penalty for sin that each and every one of us rightly deserved, and then rose from the dead to live forever and ever, so too, in him, we will also live forever. As Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 6:5, since we have been united with him in his death, we will also be raised to life as he was. And by the indwelling, the Holy Spirit's coming into our being, our bodies, like he did as a dove when he came upon Lord Jesus at his baptism, so too we become sons of God, as Lord Jesus is. If God called him son, then we became his brothers and sisters. If Christ Jesus wasn't the Son of God, then we wouldn't become the children of God. But he is, and we are. Praise God for his wondrous, inconceivable love. Let us pray. Father God, through your Son and the Holy Spirit, you've instructed us to always be grateful. Always with thanksgiving approach you. How can we be thankful enough for your great gift to us in him whom you call your Son? Lord Jesus, we praise your name forever and ever through the power indwelling in us called Holy Spirit. Amen.